Dreamscape presents All That Glitters by Linda Howard, narrated by Emily Rose. All That Glitters. Chapter 1. Charles said bluntly, without warning, "Constantinos arrived in London this morning." Jessica looked up, her mind blank for a moment. Then she realized what he had said, and she smiled ruefully. "Well, you did warn me, Charles. It seems you were right." Not that she had ever doubted him, for Charles's instincts in business were uncanny. He had told her that if she voted her stock in Contech against a Constantinos vote, she would bring down on her head the wrath of the single largest stockholder and chairman of the board, Nicholas Constantinos. And it appeared that, once again, Charles had been exactly right. The vote on the Dryden issue had been yesterday. Despite Charles's warnings, she had voted against the takeover, and her vote had carried the majority. Less than 24 hours later, Constantinos had arrived in London. Jessica had never met him, but she had heard enough horror tales about him to count herself lucky in that respect. According to gossip, he was utterly ruthless in his business dealings. Of course, it stood to reason that he would not have achieved his present position of power by being meek and mild. He was a billionaire, powerful even by Greek standards. She was only a stockholder, and she thought humorously that it was a case of overkill for him to bring out his heavy artillery on her. But it looked as though no problem was too small for his personal attention. Charles had pointed out that she could have voted for the takeover and saved herself a lot of trouble, but one of the things that Robert had taught her in the 3 years of their marriage was to stand up for herself.